Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In 1 hour. We're giving away Wizards tickets on Grant and Danny. That's at 4. And in 3 hours, at 6, Herm Edwards joins the show live. We're excited to talk to him on The Fan.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
So I'm going over to Capital One Arena tonight to see the Caps take on the Edmonton Oilers to watch Connor McDavid, who is the best hockey player on the planet, and he's in town once a year, and I have done my best when he is to try to get over there to see him. But it got me to thinking, Danny, about what one player in sports you'd most want to watch play. Period. But if you haven't seen them play, maybe that's a fun question too, someone that you haven't seen. Like, I'll give you mine that I haven't seen. When Wemby was here last year, I wanted to go to that game so bad. Couldn't. I don't remember what I was doing, but something popped up. I will hopefully make amends this time around. But Victor Wembanyama, just how he moves on television, watching some of the clips of him. Like, did you see him and Draymond Green getting into it the other night?
Yeah.
Draymond, who looked like my son, playing against me in my basement, just like putting his chin basically on his belly button. You know, Wembanyama just looks like he's different thing than Draymond Green is. Like, they don't look like they should be playing the same sport, that they're both coming from the same place. It's crazy to me how he moves and how he's able to do this. He's an all-time specimen in terms of size and athleticism. So I think he's probably, oddly enough, right now number one on my list of guys I've never seen play live that I would want to. But there are these certain people, I think, we talked about this on the show a couple of years ago with like the amazing superstar type athletes that you've seen. I remember we did this event at some golf event in Maryland that Tiger Woods was hosting. I'm not a golf guy. You're not a golf guy.
Right.
But when we were done, I walked down to the tee box and watched Tiger tee off. And I was probably 15, 18 feet from him, something like that. Unimpeded, nobody in front of me. And watching him hit, I cannot describe it other than to say, this was like after the peak of his powers, no longer the best on the planet, Tiger Woods. And yet, it felt as if I was watching like Babe Ruth in the batter's box.
Yeah.
It felt like when I'm at Nats Park and I see everyone stand up with their cameras when Shohei comes up to bat or something, like that type of aura where you're like, this is so different. There's a juice right now to everybody watching this, knowing this is one of the GOATs. So I've seen LeBron play live. I'm sure I would still get some of those moments, some of those feelings. He came back finally and played 11 points, 12 boards in his first game back. But Wemby's the guy on my list that I've never seen that I would want to.
That's a really good one. I haven't seen him yet either, and I would like to do so. Because I've seen pretty much everybody else, basketball-wise, where I would go, I need to see what that looks like.
Have you seen Steph live?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
And it's a blast. Because what you get it on TV some, but what you don't think about is Who runs more than that guy? Do you know what I mean? When he brings the ball up, gets it to somebody, and he's running through a maze, basically. It literally looks like, I'm not trying to be mean about it, but looks like a trained lab rat going through all the different tunnels and different things and hitting stuff and ducking around different corners and making himself small just to get free, just to get a micro millimeter of space to get that shot off. And he's going through and it's going in. It's awesome to watch.
I don't think there are guys in football that stack up with the basketball superstars and icons because of the individuality of the sport, in a way. Even quarterbacks. So the best right now is Patrick Mahomes.
So that he was on my list. I just want to see it live, what it looks like. Watching him shuffle around and effortlessly dodge stuff and throw from weird angles and do all those things where you just go, what are you supposed to do? And we saw that.
Yeah, in person at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. That was cool to be there and see it. I've seen him a couple times. Josh Allen, I've seen. Lamar Jackson's incredible. Yep. I've seen him a bunch. But I just don't think in football, 1 of 53, 1 of 11, it's the same.
It's different now because I think the ubiquitous nature of how high level these athletes are, and they're still athletes among athletes. I mean, there's still Lamar Jackson, who you reference, is different than everybody else. Like, the fastest guy on the field is also the quarterback. But there were guys when I was a kid where Bo Jackson, for example, was the most must-see thing you could possibly imagine. He was faster than all the defensive backs and the wide receivers, and he was bigger than everybody but the linemen. And so, would you like to be trucked or would you like to be run past? What about both on the same play? The buzz in the building when he would get the football was, oh my God. I never got to see him live. As a football player, as a baseball player, I did.
Two other guys I jotted down. I think baseball relates better to basketball in this way. If you're into the sport and if you care about star power,
mm-hmm.
Shohei is on this list.
Shohei's the list, yeah.
Shohei doing both, though. Just seeing Shohei hit, and I went to a Dodgers game last season. I think maybe Ryan or Toby, maybe one of you guys or both of you were with me. At Nats Park. And Shohei had 3 exit velocities over 110 and had like 2 at 114, 116. And we were sitting above the visitor's dugout. We're all not, I mean, we could have sat anywhere in the ballpark and be surrounded by Dodgers fans. But we were in a very Dodgers heavy section. And I just remember every time he came to the plate, everybody stood up. But he was not pitching that night. I think for him to be on this short list with like Wemby, I want to go on a night, and we've done this when he was pitching for the Angels at Camden, where he's pitching and he's hitting. I think that's top of the list. And then the one other guy, and I've never seen him start a game, but I have seen him pitch innings, is Paul Skeens, who through 2 years has some of the best numbers of all time, sits 97, 98, touches 100 miles an hour, coming off the Cy Young in the National League, superstar in college at LSU. So that's kind of my short list. I don't have any football players on it because, again, you know, receivers are just dependent.
Yep.
So 6 times out of 64 snaps, they're going to catch a ball and run a little bit. Like, it just doesn't compare.
And the days of, like, the running back being the superstar, kind of, even the great ones. It's like, are you excited to see Jonathan Taylor? That's a good player, but so what?
I've seen Saquon go ham in Landover.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, other than the fact that he's beating up on
Washington.
Doing
against us, yeah.
But I've seen it, I don't know, every time he's ever played there because he rips off a 75-yard touchdown run. Fine. Like, he's one of the best players in the league. Sure, OPOY type guy. I've seen Justin Jefferson have big games. It's just, it's different, I think, in the individualized sports for me.
Totally is. So here's my outside-the-box thought on it, because I think you covered the list of kind of who's now and who's who that you would focus on, right? Wemby's the oddity.
I don't think I have any. Do you have any other hockey players other than a McDavid? And
no.
I've seen him a few times now, but he's always is he in town? Let's go.
No.
Steph and LeBron, is that part of it too, by the way? Sorry, cut you off.
No, that's it. No, you're fine.
Really quickly, is it a lifetime achievement thing? Because, like, Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players to watch in basketball. Would I be excited to go watch him? Of course. It's, you know, a great player in his prime, whatever. But it's not anywhere the same. Like, I think with LeBron, there's this, I'm watching this guy, and I don't know how many more times there's going to be.
Totally.
So that's how I
felt Jordan at the end. It's how I felt the last couple victory tours for Kobe and some of the other guys where you go, I want to make sure I get to see it one time before this will be taken away from us, you know? I think that's a big part of it. And Steph revolutionized basketball. I mean, LeBron, there hasn't been a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", it's that big, that strong, and that physical, and that dominant for decades, which is what he is. So he's unique in that sense. But kids now, I can't get a kid that I'm coaching to try to hit a layup. They're not interested in layups. layups where your points are, not for them. They want logo threes. They want to step back and travel and hit shots coming off screens. Like, all they want to do, and it's because of Steph Curry. Like, the game is different because of that guy. So, yeah, you should want to see it. My answers on this, things that I've never had the chance to do that I'd like to do. Now, the actual event itself is boring, to be honest with you. I don't find swimming very exciting. But I want to watch Katie Ledecky. I would go to an event where Katie Ledecky is beating the world's best swimmers by laps, where she's beating the brakes off. The second best person looks like me trying to swim against her. One of the most dominant athletes in her field that has ever walked on this planet, and she's still doing it. Like, I think of the joy and the excitement that I've been brought by watching the Olympics every 4 years, only a couple of these events ever. Like, I think the loudest I've yelled in the last 20 years was when Michael Phelps and that 4x100 relay team came back against France. Like, that, what an electric thing that you didn't know. I'm like, I'm watching freestyle swimming, you know, the thing we all learned how to do so we could pass the test to go in the deep end at the pool. Doesn't seem like that much fun, and it's kind of a sport that I don't care about. But in that moment, that Olympic type thing,
yes,
I'm very into that. I'm into the sprints, into USA superstars trying to win gold.
As a complete aside, did you guys know that the swimming for the Summer Olympics in LA coming up in 28 is going to be at SoFi Stadium? Nerdy, but I just can't. I can't wait for, like, seeing how they build that. And you know there's going to be some sped up shot where they're, like, building a swimming pool in there. I cannot wait for
the time lapse bit. Yeah,
I just think that that's awesome. It's going to be so cool.
I just want more Rowdy Gaines.
They did the Olympic trials at Lucas Oil.
In the stadium?
Yes.
So, I mean, and I get that somebody who does this or is around swimming more often would think it's the least interesting thing in the world, but just the idea of the undertaking.
There's no pool, and then they're just going to build a pool?
There's just an Olympic pool. We're all just walking around on a deck, and they're, okay, I guess.
And you have to build that cool-down pool that they do. You have to build those weird showers where they keep the shower cap on and still shower.
The diving's going to be there, all the stuff.
Yeah.
So there's just it's just going to be basically no longer a football stadium and just all pools everywhere for a couple of weeks.
And then along those same lines as Katie Ledecky, even though he's not as highly ranked right now this minute, and there are a bunch of guys that have superseded him, but gold medal winner Noah Lyles running 100. Like, that dude's a lot to deal with, but he's electric. And the buzz in a place before that 100 meter, like, it's this eerie electricity quiet, and then everybody goes nuts and the whole thing's over in 10 seconds. Years of your life boils down to running the perfect 9.7-second thing and the slightest misstep, and that's it.
So if I'm at the Olympics, I would want to watch that. I would say, oh, okay, today's the sprinting over at the LA Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get over there at 4 o'clock for Noah Lyles. But I'm not flying there to watch a 10-second thing.
Understood.
And it's great on television. Like, yeah. What time is it? I'll tune in.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm talking about my list with Wemby and McDavid and Skeens and Shohei, it's just not making my cut. And I think it's honestly because it's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's even if it was three or four laps, it's not the same as seven innings and 114 pitches.
Yeah, even Ledecky's race is, you know, it's a distance race, but it's like 16 minutes.
Feels
and it's
different.
Over. Yeah. It's different than sitting down for 3 hours and being mesmerized. Totally
right.
Fair.
I wonder if we missed anybody or you guys have somebody else. So first, we can open up the phones. 800-636-1067. Connor McDavid's at Capital One Arena tonight. Best hockey player on the planet taking on the Capitals. I bet you Ovi's on a lot of people's lists. Like, if they're doing this topic somewhere else in the country, not that he's the best player to ever live, but he's certainly the best goal scorer. He's at the end of his career. I'll bet you there's a lot of people that are diehard hockey fans in hockey markets that either went to make sure they saw Ovi at some point or would like to before it's all said and done. Probably the only guy in town we have that would be
currently
that caliber on people's lists. Toby, who are we missing here?
Well, Pat Mahomes is my number one, and I'm jealous you guys got to see him at Arrowhead. But the guy that I want to see is Luka, because he plays the game differently than everybody else in the league. It's just so slow for someone his size. He plays at his own pace. He seemingly knocks down the hardest-looking shots all the time. Luka's at the top of my list for basketball players.
Luka's high on my list, and it's funny that mine is like dominated by NBA players, which I go to the least of anything. What does that say?
Well, because it's the individual. Because those guys are going to play both offense and defense for almost 40 minutes a night. That's the difference.
Jokic. Never seen Jokic. Joker, you talked about uniqueness, by the way. You talked about how, like,
mm-hmm.
Luka does something other guys don't do. I think you could actually just have like a Joker cam or just you're sitting up in the 400s at COA and you're just watching him the whole time, like leaning on people, about to fall over. Is he about to keel over? Is he going to die? Is he going to score 50? He's the weirdest, fatigued, best player that's ever lived. It's just a strange experience watching him.
So I got to see him before. Like, remember the year that you did the bit where you were like, I bet on him to be the MVP. Now, this is you were 2 years early. Now he wins it like every other year, basically. But, and you were on it, by the way. It's the Grant Paulson scouting cave.
Hashtag early, not wrong.
Yep. I'm telling you. I can't wait for your I come out of the cave to make my analysis, pre-draft stuff where I get myself talked into things. There are a few prospects I'm going to hand you. I want you to do your studying. But I saw him before he was the MVP when he was just regular great. And I went, this is different than everything else. This is 1980s throwback. If Kevin McHale had range and a jump shot and was 50 pounds heavier.
It's old man game.
It's different, and it's awesome.
Old man game with range, though.
Yeah.
Because he'll knock down a triple in your face.
Right in your eye.
Ryan, who's your guy?
My guy right now is Paul Skeens. I love Paul Skeens. And obviously, I mean, he's got the girlfriend as well, who's also someone I think is part of that ticket in there. But also, just Paul Skeens itself, the splinker, man. The splinker. 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, blowing people right by. Like, he is the best pitcher in baseball right now, and I think he's going to be one of the greats when it's all said and done. I think he's kind of one of those, like, when he is in town, Nationals Park should sell out because everybody should want to go see what that guy can do.
Who's Skeens dating?
Who is it?
That's a good bit. That's a good
bit. No, I honestly have no idea. Who's his girlfriend? You said he had a girlfriend?
She's a famous athlete. Libby Dunn. LSU gymnast.
Oh, I know Livy Dunn. She's a fantastic gymnast.
She's awesome.
She's dating Skeens?
Dating Skeens?
No kidding.
Huh.
Had no idea.
Is she still at LSU?
No.
What's she doing now?
She's a gymnast.
She does gymnastics now?
No, she is like a, you know, Instagram celebrity. I think.
A gymnast.
Right. Darius, who's your guy?
Great bit. Top of my list would be Steph Curry, because I've never seen him play. I know you guys already mentioned him, but that would be the number one on my list. As far as someone you guys haven't mentioned, it would be in the baseball realm. And I think it would be the next best showman when it comes to pitching on the mound. And I think that's Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers.
I
think
silly.
He's right behind Skeens in terms of having that kind of dominating presence on the mound, that swagger to him, the electricity that he fills the ballpark with. I think Tarek Skubal is definitely at the top of the list.
If you could get Skubal on all of his starts are good, but like on a virtuoso night where he's like 7 2/3, 14 punchies, 2 hits, what's better than that? Seriously.
Yeah, you're home in time for dinner.
I mean, it's so good. I have one that nobody mentioned that's sneaky silly, I think. And this is way off script for me. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus or bother anybody here. Because I'm just not into the WNBA very much. I just don't watch it. Caitlin Clark. I did not go when she was in D.C. I wanted to. I would love to see Caitlin Clark play. For the same reason as Steph. You're stepping across the timeline. Mm-hmm. You're hoisting from half court. You're just shooting crazy threes. Also, we're going to talk later about Shedeur Sanders, but there's this like polarization to her where everything she does in the crowd is going to get a reaction. Every shot, I just think that's must-see television in a sense. And is she the best on the planet right now at what she does? Yes, I would say so. Is there a better player in the WNBA? Somebody knows the league better could tell you. She doesn't win the MVP, so I'd imagine so. I know she wasn't healthy. But there's not a better shooter. Like, Steph's not the best player in the NBA. I've got him second on my list right now. Because he's got this skill.
The one skill that changed the sport.
Nobody else has. Like, she's changing the sport.
So you and I are not tennis guys by any stretch of the imagination. But there are some of the aging tennis superstars that are almost done, like Djokovic, Federer. I'm blanking on the left-handed player's name who's super good, who's great on clay.
But Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, Nadal, thank you. I have no interest. I don't care. Like, if they play tennis in my front yard, I might be like, why are they here in my front yard? But for people that do love it, like they would probably make your list, right? Just in terms of that. And also for soccer, some of the international soccer players, like I think our boss paid, I think I got the number right, $2 million for tickets for when Messi came to town and then didn't play.
All of the money.
Yeah.
Like, take a couple months. What do they say about an engagement?
Three months' salary.
Right. So do that.
He got engaged to that game.
But he got engaged to a game, and when he got down on a knee, it didn't show up.
Yeah.
It said, no, we will not be marrying you.
Not today.
I would have been so mad about that.
Yeah, I'd have been pretty Richard.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, what do you? I mean, it's part of it. You get it. The rest day or whatever, because they had bigger fish to fry than beating up on little old DC United.
I feel he was actually hurt.
Oh, was he?
If you're him, you don't get to take a day off at a, you know, when you're playing a friendly.
I thought it was a rest piece. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, what do I know? Like I'm following it. But there's a couple of guys that, like, my son would do spin kicks if we got to see Kylian Mbappe. If he got to see Messi or Ronaldo, he would lose it.
Connor McDavid in town tonight. If you are a hockey head, get on over to Cap One Arena and enjoy yourself. Next on G&D, I want to talk about the Commanders' defense. Significant improvement against the Dolphins. If it keeps looking like that, and that's not a one-off dead cat bounce after a coaching change with play calling and Dan Quinn taking over, what's that mean for Joe Witt's future here? This is The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Commanders just had their best defensive game in almost 2 months, and it came in the first game after Joe Witt was relieved of his play-calling duties and Dan Quinn took over. Doesn't mean that's the only reason why it happened. They leveled down in competition. Miami was the worst team that the Commanders have played since the Cowboys on October 19th, but they were specifically the worst offense that the Commanders have played probably since their last win on October 5th against the super banged-up Chargers team. Because I think the Bears have had big-time games and moments. The Cowboys' offense is elite. Kansas City was humming when they played them. Seattle, Detroit, better than Miami. So that might have been a factor, too. But my question, Danny, is if they prove that what happened Sunday in Madrid isn't a blip, or a dead cat bounce after a coach loses a job where everybody buttons down for a week and plays at a high level before you go back to just what you were.
Yeah, you sink down. Yeah.
If they go up against Denver, not a great offense, so this could happen, out of the bye week with an extra week to prepare, and they play another inspired game and hold them to 17 to 20 points or something and look like an NFL defense again. And then they play Minnesota, and it might happen because J.J. McCarthy has not been good. He looks like he stinks. And maybe you hold them under 20 points. And we get to three or four games in a row where this defense is playing like they did against the Dolphins. Is there a path to Joe Witt being the defensive coordinator next year where you go back to him as your play caller and just say, yeah, it got a lot better after we went away from him, and it makes his stretch as the play caller look horrendous, but we're going to run that back anyway.
So I've been under the, and I think you may disagree with this, but I've been under the view that he's not coming back regardless.
You think it's over right now?
I think what the instant you lose the thing that you do, what do you do here? What do you help with the PowerPoints? Are you, does Dan go next slide, please? And you, like, what do you do?
Aren't there plenty of guys in history that have lost play calling duties for a short time and gotten them back?
It doesn't feel like that to me, but to me, it's always the precursor for...
See if you can find that, Darius.
The responsibility that you have has been taken away from you. And I'm too nice to fire you right now, but in the offseason, when we have a chopping list, that's one of the to-do items. So I've been operating under that. Now, I could be wrong, obviously. I mean, you know, what do I know? But so that's kind of how what I've thought. It'll be especially nail in the coffin if the scenario you just laid out happens. If they're improved at all, after the months where they were beyond horrendous. And again, this is not, there's no top 10, there's no excellence here. They're too beat up, they're too limited, there's not much you can really do. But if you perform like you did against Miami, bend, don't break, make a play or two inside the red zone and hold the team to, you know, whatever it was, four scoring drives, you'll take that certainly compared to giving up 40 a week, which is what they did for a whole month. That's what they did. They just finished doing it. If you get some improvement, it basically goes, you can't help but look at the previous sample and go, that was pretty awful. This is just regular bad. There's a difference between failing the test with a 55 and failing it with a 12. You were turning in 12s. I'm failing with 50s. That's a major departure. That would be the nail in the coffin.
My first search here, has anybody lost play calling duties and gotten them back? Responds a bunch of with a bunch of names. They're all head coaches, though, that have toggled back and forth. So I don't think it's relevant. Like, it doesn't help what we're trying to find. In other words, Kevin Stefanski with the Browns at points in his tenure has given up play calling duties. He just did, again.
Yeah.
Tommy Reese, I guess it is, the former Notre Dame guy. You know, he's called plays for Shador Sanders to go 4-for-16 this past week. Mike McCarthy of the Packers and the Cowboys has done this, where he's got the play calling, gives up the play calling, takes it back. Frank Reich, Carolina. Andy Reid, Kansas City. Some of the names. But that's not the same as a coordinator who calls the plays, loses that duty, and then gets it back. I'm sure it's happened. I just don't have good
I'm sure it has, too. But it just feels like you're now, your legs are out from underneath you. You're no longer of use. Because we need someone to do that. I don't get the sense that Dan Quinn wants to do it. That's my feelings. I don't think Dan Quinn wants to go through that. He'd rather be the CEO and, you know, be there for every meeting and be there for every, you know, lend a helping hand, obviously, because he's a defensive-focused guy. But I think he wants to be CEO, everybody's grandpa, versus, you know, running the defense. I don't think he wants to run that show. I think he wants to cede play calling due to somebody. You can't give it back to the guy who stinks, or whose sample stinks anyway.
Sean Desai of the Eagles lost his play calling duties, got fired after when the year ended.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Johnson loses his play calling duties. He ends up out. Ended up in Washington, obviously, still on the offensive staff. But that is the trajectory more normally, to your point. So when he originally lost his play calling duties, first I didn't know if it was a week thing, 2 week thing, rest of the season thing. It certainly feels like it's going to be the rest of the season. But my initial response, you're right, was I don't know that the book is written completely. Because my point is, if you're going to fire him at the end of the year, fire him now. It does him no good. It does nobody any good to just cut him off at the knees and have him crawl around in the hallways. What is the benefit to keeping Joe Witt on staff in this lesser role? Perhaps they like him leading meetings. They like that, you know, what he can provide while not calling plays, and they thought it was just a Sunday from 1 to 4 problem. I don't know. But the more I've thought about it, regardless of how the rest of the season goes, I think it's really, really hard to make the case that's pro Joe Witt. Here's what I mean. You were just referencing, like, if it gets better. So let's go that way first.
Yep.
if they play a lot better defense, and I think naturally there's just a chance of that happening anyway because the competition, Denver with Bo Nix, Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. I really like what Jackson Dart has shown, but he's a rookie who turns the ball over with New York. Like, that's three more games. You'll have four in a row against quarterbacks that are not in the top 10 to 12, 13, 14 in the league. It's basically like, at best, I would say somewhere in that 16 to 20 range, or worse in McCarthy's case and right now in Dart's case in terms of where you would rank guys. But if you go through a really nice second half run here, and the defense post Joe Witt play calling goes from, you look at all the chart and the numbers, and it's like, you were giving up 472 yards. Then it became 396. You were giving up X yards per play. Look at the pressure getting better. Look at the third downs getting better. That looks terrible for Joe Witt. The other side of it is, okay, what would look best for Joe Witt? Just his business, LLC, joewitt.org/defensive coordinator homepage. The best thing for him might be that you make the change and it doesn't get any better. Is that fair?
Yep.
Because now you go, well, he wasn't the problem. So the Dolphins game, let's just say, is a one-off.
Like, if you change a bunch of variables, it's all the same. You go, okay, it wasn't those things.
Exactly. And so now Denver lights you up and Bo Nix throws for 317 and you give up a couple big plays to Marvin Mims and Cortland Sutton goes nuts. Minnesota gets Justin Jefferson going for $162 and Addison goes for 98 and Hockenson goes for 65 and J.J. McCarthy has a career day. You know, the Giants run for 129 because Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy have big games and Jackson Dart throws three touchdowns and pulls a Daniel Jones against you. And, like, it's just the same as it was before. At least Joe Witt then can say, I tried to tell you guys, man, this wasn't just me.
Right.
But how does that help him keep his job? That's still on him because he's the defensive coordinator. Even though he's not calling plays on Sunday.
Yeah, no one's saying this is fair, by the way.
Yes.
Right? Like, and that's kind of been my view all along.
And I'm not rooting against him. He seems like a nice guy. But yeah. What is the where can I land this plane that says he keeps his job? What is that runway for him?
And I think it's one of those like neighborhood runways that where someone's got a little bit of flat dirt and they're like, okay, an emergency, try this. I don't see it. I think the instant he lost play calling duties, Dan Quinn's too nice to fire him now and make it seem like he's the scapegoat, he's the problem.
But if that's true, shouldn't he have just fired him?
I would have.
It's not nice to have someone twist in the wind. If he knows he's a dead body, and you know he's a dead body, I mean proverbially here, like, how is that the nice thing to do?
Again, I don't see it that way, but I'm trying to put myself in those shoes. This is the, if we blow this guy out now, I'm blaming him. It's on him. He's the problem, right? And then if it doesn't get better, everyone goes, well, wait a minute, you fired the guy, it didn't get any better. Now don't have to look at you. This is the way to, I think, have your cake and eat it too, which is to go, we just needed a change. We're switching something up, but I still love Joe. Joe's still my guy. And you get to do the brotherhood, and you get to do where everybody's in it together, and he's still a valuable piece, even though you've made him not valuable, quite literally. You've made the guy
with... You get to do the what?
The brotherhood piece. Like, you're basically, you're espousing brotherhood. So if you walk the brotherhood tightrope, and you then betray one of the members of your brotherhood, can you really walk the brotherhood tightrope anymore? You're not brotherhood. You're out of brotherhood.
Have you ever seen Robin Hood?
Men in Tights.
No, the good one. Robin
Prince
Hood,
of Thieves?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, silly.
God, it's so good.
It is great.
He's a terrible actor, and his accent undulates the entire movie.
It's sometimes British, sometimes not.
he tries every now, and there's a couple scenes where you could tell he's like thinking about doing an accent, but not. That's a great film, though. It's been a while since I've seen it. Any kind of movie like that where they're getting ready for a fight scene and they're like melting little like metal and doing all this kind of stuff, pretty good movie.
Alan Rickman, rest in peace. He was awesome as the sheriff of Nottingham. But the point of the dude's story is, again, I don't think you should do this. Like, I think you either do it or don't. But I think this, to me, was the way to, you have to do something. And then they have to do something. It should have happened weeks ago. But they had to do something. They had to make a big production. But they would like all this talk to go away.
Well, let me ask this question, if anybody wants to hop in, or you could tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Is there something that could happen with this defense that would benefit Joe Witt enough that at the end of the year, he keeps his job? Because the way I'm viewing it, either the defense plays a lot better, like they did against Miami, and you look bad, and they go in a different direction. Or the defense just plays the same or worse, at which point you're the DC, and you're wearing that anyway, even though you've lost play calling duties. So now, after 2 years and a bad season, and being one of the worst defenses in the league, you're probably screwed. I don't see a path forward where you bring him back to call the plays as the coordinator next year. But I think if that's completely true, then Dan would have just probably fired him when he demoted him. In Quinn's mind, maybe he does think, let's just get through the darkest part of this patch here. Let's get through these down times, and I can go back to you. It won't make sense, but maybe he feels like he could just justify it by going up to the mic and saying, hey, I trust in Joe. He's really good at this. You'll see. The injuries, the injuries, the injuries. Let's go to Adam in Mechanicsville on the Fan. What's up, Adam?
Hey, gents. Yeah, the only runway I can see him landing is with demotion, possibly. I mean, Dan Quinn holds him close, you know, prior Cowboys, you know, tenureship with they shared tenure together, and possibly he lands maybe the linebackers or something like that. It's the only reason I can see him hanging on to him still right now is possibly a future demotion and still being on the staff, the defensive staff, possibly.
Meaning, if he became the DBs and pass game coordinator under a new DC, like a Jonathan Gannon, got fired by the Cardinals.
Yeah, you'd have to basically tear up the old deal and say, we're not paying you defensive coordinator money to be a position coach.
Why would he do that, though?
Yeah, he would rather – well, I mean, who knows? If the thought is I'm just playing that out. I can't possibly get another gig if I'm Joe Witt as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. But you wouldn't think that's the case.
But even still, he would, I would imagine, have too much pride to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something admirable about not having an ego sometimes. But there's a difference, Danny, if we were to lose our jobs, between us doing something here versus in another station or another market. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah.
Like you're going, you were my DC and you ran all these meetings and you called all the plays on Sundays, but now just do this work and hand the sheet to someone else to do all that.
Yeah, like you guys are doing an afternoon drive and now we'll trust you once a week to do overnight board op. Like I'd probably have to go somewhere else.
Let's get to our double play next. I saw a movie last night that I really liked. What do you got for your double play?
We got the start of a brand new sports season coming up upon us.
G&D on the Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thank you, Nick Dowd. Let's get Dowder a goal tonight. Send him a pie emoji via text. It'll be his second of the season, I believe. As we welcome you back on G&D, it is time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. So I told you about my tribulations at the movie theater last night.
Indeed.
Persevered, though. Got to the theater.
Got
everything
Twizzlers
worked
out of it.
Me and Tobes watched Nuremberg. I'd be curious, Tobes, for your assessment, but here's what I'm going to tell you, Danny. I loved it.
Mm.
I thought it was powerful and incredible. Powerful's the word. The emotions you feel watching this movie, man, it makes you feel. There are some scenes that are really, really tough, like look away from the screen for a moment kind of scenes. In fact, one of the most powerful things I've ever seen, and it's devastating and awful, but it's important, is during the trial in the film, they show the actual footage that was shot by the U.S. military. And I read up about this last night and this morning. I think it was Eisenhower who demanded they do this so that it would live on forever. For moments, I would say, like me being in that theater last night, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest, so that you know it was real life. From the concentration camps and just the terrible things that were taking place in Germany. And you're seeing real life black and white footage that is some of the most troubling and hard to take in images you're ever going to see in your life. And it was not only, I would say, the most powerful couple minutes of the movie, but a scene that I'll never forget, not just because of those images, but the actors are all seeing this for the first time. Their characters are seeing what was actually happening. Because there's, you know, these ongoing conversations with these 22 members of a collection of Germans that did these unspeakable things, and they're being made human in the first act of the movie in different ways, and you're kind of going, what did they know? What didn't they know? Are these just normal human
Sure.
beings who got caught up in something? And then you see this, and you see the reactions of all these people that have these relationships in some cases with these men, and you're going, they had no idea it was quite like this. I mean, it is just so unbelievable how that scene was done. But the movie, for those of you not familiar, so it's Nuremberg. It is on the trials in the 1940s. There were many of them, but the one that this is centered around was November 45 to October 46. This is the most famous of the Nuremberg trials. At the time, there's no precedent for this. So the Allied forces and some others, they get Russia and some others involved in this, but World War II has just ended. Like, the movie starts the day after the war basically ends.
Yep.
And they're prosecuting prominent members of the political and military and economic leadership of Nazi Germany for all of their crimes. And so they're charged with war crimes, crimes against humanity, acts of murder and extermination and deportation and all these other things. And I would say half the movie, would you say, Tobes, was in the courtroom? Or maybe, you know, maybe 40%?
Yeah, majority, I would say, or like, yeah, 40, 50%.
But the acting performances in this movie from like Rami Malek, who plays a psychiatrist who's trying to get into the head of Hermann Göring, who's like the number two in command. Hitler's been gone. He's no longer alive. So this is the highest ranking member left. And he's played by Russell Crowe, who's going to win an Academy Award or be up for one. And those two guys are having these spirited conversations in a jail cell throughout the film. You got Michael Shannon, who's one of the best actors in the game.
Criminally underrated, by the way.
God, he's so good.
He turns in A-plus stuff every time.
I don't think he has, like, a lot of range. I don't know if that's a tough thing to say. In other words, to me, like, Michael Shannon plays a lot of very serious guys, and there's not a lot of, like, physical acting
going on. Do you need a brooding, super serious role?
Right.
You call Michael Shannon.
But he's so damn good.
Yeah.
And in this movie, he plays Justice Jackson, and he's the guy. And this is all based on true stories. I'm sure, like anything in Hollywood, not all of it is gospel, but basically, at the time, what everybody wanted when the war ended was just, these people should be killed and let's move on. That's kind of the mindset in America and everywhere else. There's no trial. There's nothing to, no one wants to hear what they have to say. And this Justice Jackson in real life, played by Michael Shannon, basically said, no, we've got to do this the right way. See, after the First World War, they came back stronger. They came back bigger. They came back better in what they were trying to accomplish. Yep. And almost took the whole world over. We need to make sure that everybody sees this can never happen again, very publicly. And that was kind of the idea. And there's this great scene about, you know, him selling that. I just haven't been so moved by a film and haven't seen anything so powerful to, like, leave there and just, like, I'll read two or three books on this in the next month. It's just that kind of, like, holy shnikes, was that a time. But I don't know. What did I miss here? What'd you think?
No, it was really cool because it was a different view on stuff that we're all very familiar with in a horrific time, horrible crimes against humanity and all those things. We understand all that, and we've learned about all those things, but this was a little bit of a different take on it where you're kind of learning the human elements of what those guys were like, and you realize how crazy and how much of monsters they turned into.
Right.
And the things that they were able to do and were okay with is just unbelievable. Like you said, some of the images you get to see and, you know, people are really like, wow, that was all going on. But then, you know, these people that seem personable are not. You know, they've just gone to a level that you can't even think about getting to.
There's also this element, Danny, we've talked about this. This is a bad analogy. I'm just telling you in advance.
Okay.
But like in the NFL sometimes, we hear these things and it's not until we see it sometimes that people go, oh my God, really? Like Kareem Hunt got in trouble for a video that came out of him kicking someone. I don't remember the specifics. Ray Rice, if you remember, in the elevator or whatever. Like it's always the video that just is so much more powerful.
Yeah, you heard about an assault. Okay, I heard the word assault.
Right.
Then you saw it and you went, oh my God.
I had that kind of feeling about something that you think about as being horrific. And I would have said, if you said to me before I sat down, like, you think they should include these clips, these videos in the trial that you're seeing? I would have been like, I think I know how bad it was. Like, I don't know that I need to see that. But it is one of those things where it's like, I don't think you're ever quite the same after you see that.
How about it?
If that makes sense.
It does. So I was telling you guys before when we got together before the show, I have not seen, heard about, I had not heard the word Nuremberg since my high school history class. We went over this then. We talked about the trials. Ryan texted about it the other day. He goes, it's a movie of the year. And I'm like, you've seen one movie this year. You never watch movies. How do you know?
Yeah, I want to know how, like, Clary, you don't go to the movies. So number one, I'm amazed you went to this. That's great. You're a war movie guy, though. So I like that about you. We got that in common. But how did you even know about this movie?
See, like, it was kind of one of those things where it came up on, like, Instagram Reels or something, and I'm kind of thinking, like, this is, like, a few weeks ago. I'm like, I haven't seen anything about this movie.
Same. I hadn't seen a word. No promo, no tweet, no Instagram, no, like, hey, you might be interested in, no TV commercials, no nothing. I'd not heard the word.
Ryan's text was the first
time. Was the first time I'd ever heard it. I go, what are you talking about?
But isn't that particularly crazy?
That's really weird.
Rami Malek, Russell Crowe, Michael Shannon, like, there's a small part by Richard Grant, who's, everyone would know him from like 15 Things, who's awesome. But the cast is, this will be one of the most, what do they call it, like an ensemble cast or whatever, but it's,
yep,
this is one of the biggest casts of the year. And I would imagine this is Oscar bait. This is a movie that where guys are going to get nominated. I don't know. I'm with you because it was one of those things where it jumped up on me. And I'm like, wait, there's a Nuremberg movie? Okay. They did a bad job marketing it, I guess. But I don't know what it's doing in the box office. Maybe one of you guys can look that up. It's just, it's really well done. And by the way, the director on this movie, here's another thing that I found interesting. This guy, James Vanderbilt, He hasn't directed anything. Like, how do you get greenlit with this cast and this project? Like, normally, something like this, you look it up and a guy's done 7-9 bangers. This guy, he wrote, like, one movie I've heard of. But he's just like, yeah,
pretty big step up.
I'll direct Rami Malek and Russell Crowe and Michael Shannon as they're all gunning for Oscars.
He's on the phone. He's like, no, I'm not the guy from Dawson's Creek and Varsity Blues. I'm somebody else. No, I've never done anything.
Only $8 million in worldwide opening weekend. Yeah.
That's not
a paltry total.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know if you guys have been looking at the reviews of people, but there's a lot of, like, just mixed reviews in general. Like, not a lot of people are loving the movie the way that we did. Like, some people are saying that, like, it's lazy acting and all that stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This, in my opinion, was the best movie of the year. And I don't think it's close.
Well, how much, you've seen four movies.
It's my favorite line he keeps using. It's movie of the year.
You keep saying that?
You haven't seen it. I haven't seen any movies. I'm not going to tell you.
What have you seen in the theater?
I saw, what's the donk who had the football movie? Key and Peele. I'm forgetting his name. Jordan Peele.
So
he came out with the movie.
So it was better than the football donk movie.
It was better than that movie.
Wicked. You saw Wicked with your
Wicked
girlfriend.
Wicked was 2024, though.
Oh, so you've seen two movies this
year. So I've seen two movies.
Hashtag movie of the year.
Yep. But I'm going to see Wicked, too.
All right.
Are you?
It made $36 million is what it costs to make, by the way.
So they'll be fine, but...
Yeah, eventually they'll break even.
This is not a blockbuster that people are going to see.
My response to that, Clary, because I have not seen that, but I'm sure that's true. I think everybody hates everything. When is the last time something was like universally beloved?
I mean, that's a fair point. But I feel as if with movies, though, everyone rallies around like that one movie of the year, and they're like, oh, that was awesome. And I felt like this was it, and no one has really done that at this point besides us.
Could be. I mean, historical movies, I think, are hard because everyone wants to tell you how smart they are and how this wasn't accurate and this isn't right and I like the book better. So I think most of the time when you do a based on real events movie, there's a lot of complaining about what you got right and wrong. Like, I thought Oppenheimer was a smashola. That got destroyed by a lot of people.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 96 approval rating from fans. From critics, only 70%, which is pretty decent on a Rotten Tomato scale, but I would expect higher, especially compared to the fan critique.
96% for fans?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Kind of tells you.
I mean, so a couple of guys on Twitter are angry? I'll take that. That's pretty normal. And free Twizzlers, the best part, Tobes.
Yeah,
they don't give those out when you go to Nuremberg. You have to be special.
Only if your movie gets delayed by like 40 minutes and no one knows anything that's going on.
And you ask three times.
And you beg for Twizzlers, yeah.
Yeah, if you get a crazy inconvenience that really wasn't that much of an inconvenience that was all a misunderstanding, then you get free Twizzlers.
Exactly. That's all it takes. G&D on the fan. Let's give away some Wizards tickets as soon as we come back. The Beltway Blitz is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.